Blog Talk Radio.
Is Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Buenas tardes a todos. Muchas gracias por, bueno, estar en sintonía con mi programa, The Sasha Marina Show. Yo soy su presentadora, Sasha Marina. Y bueno, hoy tengo una muchacha bien, no sé cómo describirla, porque en realidad nunca la he conocido en persona, pero por lo visto y por lo que hace y lo que ha hecho, no solo con su voz, pero se ve que es una persona bien dulce de corazón. Y bueno, tiene tremenda carrera, así de verdad. hace lo que ella quiere hacer con la música. Y bueno, ¿qué más decir? Su nombre es Mayra Vales. Y without further ado, I'll have her on the show.
Hi.
Hola. Hi, Mayra. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Are we doing this in English or Spanish? Or both?
Como quiera. Both. Because yo me imagino that a lot of your following también es español, so hay que darle a las dos personas. Hay que darle a los dos modos. Como si quieres, lo puedo hacer bilingüe en español como tú quieras. Bueno, de todas maneras, muchas gracias. Pues, tú sabes, pues tener la oportunidad contigo, entrevistarte y todo eso.
No, más que todo, gracias a la oportunidad de ustedes para poder poner mi canción, que honestamente fue un honor escuchar la canción en su show. Y en verdad, gracias. La oportunidad me la está dando usted.
Por nada, por nada. Bueno, decía que estabas enfermita la semana pasada. ¿Te sientes mejor con la voz y todo eso?
Mucho mejor. Estaba un poquito catarrada, pero ya con lemon and ginger and honey, we're doing a lot better.
Okay. Bien, bien. Bueno, entonces, la primera pregunta. How did you determine your love for the music? ¿Cuándo fue que tú determinaste que lo tuyo era la música? Y de ahí, tú sabes, de ahí decidiste tomarlo hacia adelante.
Wow. Bueno, desde muy pequeña, mi mamá siempre cantaba conmigo cuando estaba muy chiquitita, hasta cuando yo estaba en la barriga de ella, ella me cantaba canciones. So, yo como tal salí cantando, y mi papá, la primera vez que en verdad me acuerdo, el primer recuerdo que tengo de cantar una canción así en frente de un público fue cuando tenía como 5 o 6 años, que canté una canción en la iglesia con mi papá. Y eso fue un momento muy maravilloso en mi vida. Y pues de ahí en adelante cogí clases de piano, clases de canto, clases de baile, porque mi mamá tenía una academia de baile también, y pues me enamoré de la música y para adelante.
Y entonces desde ese momento te dedicaste más a la preparación, y cómo más, no has enseñado, like pretty much you wouldn't do talent shows and things like that, porque una cosa es prepararte y después tienes que sacar el talento a luz. ¿Cuál fue el momento que tú empezaste a sacar tu talento a luz?
Mira, te digo que ese momento pasó bien reciente en mi vida. Yo toda mi vida he cantado en la escuela y he hecho talent shows y todo eso, pero más que nada yo, no sé, música siempre fue algo para mí como una pasión, algo que me encantaba hacer, pero más como un hobby que una carrera. Y siempre me preguntaba por qué Dios me dio un talento, porque yo me siento que tengo un talento en la música, un talento para cantar. So yo me he preguntado por qué Dios me dio ese talento si yo no lo iba a usar en mi vida, hasta que llegué a la iglesia que donde estoy ahora, y la primera vez que me paré en ese escenario y canté, y en verdad sentí lo que es cantar para el Señor y alabarlo. Y en ese momento es cuando me di cuenta por qué, o la razón que fue que Él me dio ese talento, era para alabarlo a Él y para alabarlo a Él, para cantar sus canciones y para enseñar a otras personas a alabarlo también. So, en verdad, hace como 2 años fue que empecé a envolverme más en la música por la iglesia.
Okay. ¿Y tú consideras ese tu género preferido en cómo se llama esto, en música, lo que es gospel y todo eso?
Gospel is my passion.
Okay.
I will tell you this much. Gospel, there's something about singing a gospel song because you feel it. You feel it to your core. And I don't know if it's about the fact that you're singing it to God, or the fact that you feel the Spirit moving through you. But there's something precious and beautiful about singing gospel music. So I would say gospel is my favorite genre. And if you take it all the way to the other side, because it's really out of como se dice, right hand, left hand. If you ask outside of gospel, my favorite genre would be Latin salsa, canciones de la India, cosas así.
Okay. Sí, I can see a little bit about that in your style, especialmente con la canción esta que pusimos, Before Your Love. You know, y de verdad que tienes que aprovechar la voz, mija, porque de verdad que hay mucha gente que no la tienen.
Gracias.
una cosa es tener melodía, tú sabes, y tener el ritmo y eso, you know, y cualquiera puede ser pop star, pero una cosa es tener la voz fuerte y really hit those notes como se debe ser. So aprovechalo.
Thank you.
Y entonces, when did you start, do you ever experiment with your voice? Do you ever experiment, like, vocal range, different genres of music? What do you like experimenting with? How do you like experimenting with your music and your voice?
I mean, really experimenting, I would say the first time that I started experimenting with my range was in high school. I did a lot of musical theater in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, that's when I really started noticing how high I can go and how low I can go. I have an expansive range. As a matter of fact, my choir director, Dale Stein, who's probably on the phone listening, he called me a switch hitter. he'll put me in the alto section one week, he'll put me in the soprano section another week, because I can hit very, very high notes and very, very low notes. So that's really when I started, you know, in musical theater is when I started really testing my range.
Okay. And did you do, since you were in musical theater now, you know, a random question, did you, why not bring acting? Did you like more the whole musical aspect, or you weren't so much into drama, or did you do both?
Both, really. And like I said, my mom owned a dance studio my entire life. So I, you know, all the way from I was like, I think the first time I was on stage, I was 9 months old when she did a ballet with the girls, taking me from hand to hand. So really dancing and acting, you know, I did it my entire life. And when you incorporate music into that and passion and feeling, it makes for something beautiful. So, I love musical theater.
Okay, and now I know you are a vocal instructor, correct?
Correct, yes.
How do you ever feel that you learn from your students? Porque aunque uno sea profesor, because I know sometimes when I'm in school and I saw my professor, you know, you kind of, sometimes you teach your professor. So I want to know, too, estando en ese, in that spot, as
that
being, you know, an instructor, you know, do you ever feel that you've ever learned something special or anything like that from your students?
You learn things from children every single day. I'm the choir director for the Unity on the Bayou Choir. We started off with about 10 kids, and our last performance, we had about 27. I think our youngest was like 3, and our oldest is about 17. So a lot of different ages. And I think what I learned most about them is passion, you know. Is you see this child, you know, one particular child comes to mind, she's 6 years old, and actually now she just turned 7, so I'm going to correct myself. You know, this little girl gets on stage, and it's so beautiful because it's just pure joy when she sings. And when she sees the audience applause, it's almost like if she gets shy, because she wonders, you see it in her face, like wondering, wow, did I sound that nice? So I think that kind of humbling feeling or that way of being humble about your talent, about what you can give out is really the number one thing that I've learned about those kids. And the other thing too that I've learned from them is discipline. You know, I think what we lose a lot as adults, especially when we know that we can go out and we can do something, is really, you know, that discipline of even though you know something, go out and give it 100% every single time. You know, every single rehearsal, the kids came and they were prepared, you know, and they would rehearse 100% every single time from beginning to end, you know. I don't think there's one time that I ever gave them a sheet of music that a week later they didn't come back and they, you know, knew all of the lyrics, knew all of the notes, knew what they had to do because they listened and they prepared because they knew that when they got to class, they wanted to be perfect, like always striving for that perfection and that discipline. So I think that's the number one thing that I learned from them.
I think also as a kid, I think that kids are more enthusiastic, so ellos de verdad que se ponen más la fila and they'll really work harder. Because and this is for all sorts of, all sorts of teaching, not only with music, but even in la escuela, I've heard that some teachers really rather teach younger children than even start teaching, you know, high school kids. Porque ya cuando tú eres un adolescente de esa edad, you're like, oh, forget it, you know, or whatever. Hay un poco más de, I don't know, something in the attitude or, you know, it's just, I guess it's just that stage.
Well, you know what's the difference, too? I think when they're earlier, when they're younger, it's really when they're discovering that they have this talent, you know. You know, I'm going to bring it back to this child. Actually, by the way, her name is Melena Kingston, and I'm going to tell you her name because you are going to hear her name in the future. She is absolutely beautiful and so talented. It's unbelievable. She, you know, this child, I got her literally at the time when she was discovering this talent. So seeing her even develop and seeing her progress and seeing her, you know, I mean, I remember the last performance that we did. You know, she finished performing. I took her off. You know, everybody standing ovation. I took her off stage, and we had to bring her back onto the stage because everybody was still clapping and on their feet. And she was so excited to see that because she was like, "Wow, that's all for me." So I think that that joy, that passion, that enthusiasm—that's what really, you know, that's what drives me more than anything to see them succeed and to see them, you know, get pushed forward and really just progress. And see that progression.
Definitely, and I'm sure that you've seen this, and not only did you grow up that way, but when you're born with a talent, you're born with it, and you see it at a very young age. I'm sure the same way it happened to you, you know, in the same way that you're seeing it from this young girl. So when you're born with it, and it's people like you that have to sometimes help these kids desarrollar el talento porque lo pueden tener, pero vamos a poner si los padres no se dan cuenta a tiempo or whatever, and maybe the kid is too insecure, too shy to say, "Oh, I'm going to join chorus in school," you know?
Yeah.
So, you know,
we actually had one child, I remember, during our last performance that she wanted to stand up and speak to the group. And she started crying when she was speaking because she was saying that in school that she gets bullied and, you know, that she doesn't feel that she's liked at school and she doesn't feel like she has a place. But when she comes to choir and she comes to hang out with her friends and sing music and just minister, because that's what she's doing. She's ministering through music that she feels that's the only place that she really feels like herself and she feels whole. And I'll tell you, that moment was so fulfilling. I think every hour that I put into it, every moment of frustration when the kids are yelling and running around, it's all worth it to see that you're making that kind of impact in a child's life.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely like to see these kids. I haven't heard of the choir, but I would be interested in seeing one of your guys' performance. Do you guys have any performance coming up soon, especially since the holiday seasons are near?
Actually, yes. This Sunday, the choir was actually invited to sing at Unity of Fort Lauderdale. So we will be singing at the Unity Church of Fort Lauderdale this Sunday. After that, at the Unity on the Bay, which is our church, on November 10th. And we will be having a Christmas concert. I want to say a tentative date is December 14th, but I will... I will give you the correct date once we finalize on that date. But yeah, the Christmas concert is going to be excellent.
Okay, perfect. And now back to you. Tell us about the karaoke competition that you participated earlier this year.
It was interesting how it happened. I received a phone call from a friend of mine who said that she saw this thing on Facebook about some karaoke competition in Broward Mall. She was like, "Hey, you should go. Because, you know, it's going to be so cool, and I know you're going to win, and you're going to do great." And so I called, you know, I called the gentleman, Marty, who's the coordinator for the show. And, you know, I came and I did the first show, or my rounds or whatever. And then, you know, I won that week, and I had to come back for the finals. And I think what really took the judges or, you know, were really shocked the judges was, you know, the first time that they saw me sing, I sang a song from Adele. You know, it was a very kind of jazzy song. I did One and Only from Adele. So it has a really big range. It's a really loud song, very powerful song, but it's very jazzy. And when we did the finals, I did Wind Beneath My Wings from Bette Midler. So it was completely different. And then I did the song in English and in Spanish. So I started the song in English, and then I did a verse in Spanish, and then I was switching between the two languages the whole time. So I think that's what really the fact that they saw such difference in my performances from the first time was very strong and powerful, and to the second song where it was a little more laid back, very test my higher ranges quite well. And the switching between the languages, I think, made a big impact as well.
Bueno, is that you're a professional? So pretty much you just showed them what judges want to see. You know, the versatility. You're very versatile. You know, you go from Adele, que that is a very awesome, you know, tremenda mujer. No solo aprovecha su voz, and she does whatever she wants with it. You know, and she'll use it in into, you know, use it in whatever sorts of music. She'll use any melody. You know, it's just, it's really awesome because it further do I, you know, that you change it. So definitely, mm-hmm. I mean, I understand why that would shock them. And like I said,
well,
I mean, I'm glad, and I mean, and you're a professional, so it's great. And I want you to, you know, I just wish that there would be more people like you in the sense that that would teach. And at this point, what you do is perfect. Teaching the younger children, teaching the people that are going to be your future, you know, and really teaching them what matters. The same way that your choir teacher did for you. I mean, he did you the biggest favor in high school. You know, he tested you out. And look at you now. So
yes, he did. He tested me out all the time.
That's great. Do you have anything mm-hmm. for you, any performances for you coming up that you know of, or nothing yet?
Well, I mean, I do most of my performances I do through the churches. I get invited to different uh-huh. Churches all the time. So, uh-huh. you know, like I said, I'll be singing with the kids at Unity of Fort Lauderdale this Sunday.
Okay.
I know Unity of Pompano has also asked me to come sing with them in November. We haven't, you know, circled down on the date yet. But, you know, it's really at any time you come to Unity on the Bay, I'm on stage and I'm singing almost all the time. So that's my home away from home, really. But I think I'm there more than I am home. So you call that my home. You call my house a home away from home. So, yeah, so at Unity on the Bay, 22nd in Biscayne, my spiritual home, and I'm on stage almost every Sunday.
And one last question. Do you,
yes.
have you ever thought of writing yourself, maybe writing your own gospel music and actually, you know, recording it and going forward with that?
It's interesting you ask me that question. I've actually only written two songs in my life. And it was one in Spanish and one in English. My father passed away in 2004. And he was inspiration for a lot of things in my life. I was daddy's little girl in many senses of the word. So when he passed, I channeled a lot of my grief into music, and I wrote two songs for him, one in English and one in Spanish. That's really the only songs that I've ever written until recently that my assistant director for the One Voice Youth Choir, we decided that we were going to write a song together called One Voice for the kids. So we're in the process of writing that song together, and the kids will perform it in January. But I've been exploring more into writing music, and my childhood best friend is an amazing pianist, and every time we get together, we put a song down, so I'm pretty sure she'll be doing the music score to it.
Okay, so, I mean, I look forward, because I think it's definitely a view, might as well, you know, and you're so into gospel, and you do it from the heart. And all of that. I mean, you never know. So, and
yeah,
gospel music, I've never been a follower of it, pero mi abuela siempre sí was the one to always be playing gospel music. Y hay tanta la diferencia, no solo la música que se utiliza, you know, instrument-wise and all of that stuff, para ese tipo de canciones y cosas así, pero si no es la the inspiration and and how you guys really deliver. Como tú dices, it's like this
passion. I can feel it.
You guys really bring out, yeah, you guys really show. Como es algo que, I don't know, I guess it's just something from inside. Y de verdad le dan las ganas cuando you guys deliver that kind of music and those, you know, just in general. I think it's a different type of music and more people, I guess, you really be into it, and it's something really beautiful, and it's definitely healthier listening to that than all the crazy stuff we have in the streets lately.
you know what's interesting, and I'll tell you an experience that I had with gospel, uh-huh. and this is, again, why it's so powerful. Two Sundays ago, I sang You Pulled Me Through from Jennifer Hudson, mm-hmm. and that song it's so amazing because, you know, it really talks about when you're in a dark moment, when you're in a place where you feel cornered, you know, there's always somebody you can turn to, and he's going to pull you through any situation. And, you know, I felt, you know, I went to those moments in my life as I was singing the song, and I broke down in the middle of the song, and I started crying. And it was literally, I think, like two measures before I had to go to this really, really high note, like the peak in the song. And my voice was cracking because I was crying. And I remember just raising my eyes and looking at my partner sitting in the audience and just whispering a very small prayer to God and saying, God, make sure you let me get there. And when I hit that note, I think I hit that note sharper and clearer and more beautiful than I have ever hit a note in my life. And it was just something so amazing and so beautiful that I would never change that for the world. That's why I love gospel music. And if they give me a chance to do a gospel album, I think I'll do that.
Yeah, you should really look into it. I mean, just an idea, and I'm sure you've heard it before. So, what sort of inspirational words, going back to your students and stuff like that, you know, and how about somebody else that might want, that sort of has this talent and has never really been given the opportunity to use their talent or to even, you know, to go elsewhere with it. Like perhaps they don't even take course in school or anything like that. They haven't really discovered themselves, but they really feel like they have something in their heart and they really have a voice. What sort of inspiration or anything like that would you have for them to tell them?
I would say just sing. Sing because you love it. Sing for whoever can hear you and for whoever is willing to hear you. I mean, I remember, like, even before I used to go to Unity and sing at Unity and have all this opportunity that I have now. I used to go to karaoke bars all the time with my friends and, you know, with just to sing because I loved it and because of the passion. And I looked for opportunities to go out and sing in groups. And, you know, I sang with Master Chorale of South Florida. You know, just sing. That's really what I would say. Don't do it because you think you're going to get rich. Don't do it because, you know, you think it's going to be the answer to all your problems or because you want to be a superstar someday. Just do it because you love it. If you do it because you love it, you know, and it's in your plan, it's in the plan that God has for you, you're going to get there. So just do it. Just sing.
Okay, perfect. So, Myra, once again, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure talking to you, finally. I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Thank you.
I wish you the best with your talent and your choir.
Thank you so much.
Is there anywhere where people can find you or anything like that and connect with you? Do you have, like, a social network that is not as private, like maybe your Facebook page? Do you have somewhere else where people can connect with you? Perhaps,
you know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, and maybe, let's say that people might want to put their children in choir and stuff like that, maybe at Unity Bay. What is the process for people to apply for that or for the kids?
If anybody has a child that wants to join the One Voice Choir, we don't do any auditions. We don't, you know, demand absolutely anything. All we ask is that you bring your child on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock for choir rehearsal, and they will be in the choir. So that was, you know, that's at Unity on the Bay on 22nd and Biscayne Boulevard. But as far as me, my webpage is actually in the making. One of my amazing little darlings, her father, very gracefully, you know, said that he would go ahead and do my website. And my best friend also is a web designer. So
okay.
I think between both of them, they're going to put my website together. And I will let you know when it's up and running. So I'll send you the links and the videos and all that stuff.
That's very convenient, Miha, because let me tell you that that is so expensive to put together. So if they offer it, you take it.
Yeah, well, I tell you, everything, you know, everything in my life has usually just fallen into place. You know, every aspect. We've fallen in place. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Mara, thank you very much. Thank you to the listeners. You have a lot of people here, you know, listening to your interview, and I'm sure there's a lot more listening online. You know, so if you want to give anybody a shout out besides your choir teacher, I don't know if your mom or anything like that.
Well, I know my mother's listening, so Mom, I love you. I know my homie's listening, so homie, I love you too. Glad to have you as my neighbor, and to the beautiful person that I sang that song that you played at the beginning, I love you, babe, and I will love you forever. And that's it.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, and I hope, you know, just continue to perfect success.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cause all the scene looks the same, and you don't know why. And I looked into your eyes, where the road stretched out in front of me, and I realized I never lived.